pro-life group to spend nearly $5 million in effort to flip Michigan's open Senate seat. By Katherine Hamilton on September 27, 2025. Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America and Women Speak Out PAC announced a $4.5 million investment this week into flipping Michigan's open U.S. Senate seat. The leading pro-life organization said the investment will fund a field effort to reach 1 million voters by Election Day in 2026. The effort includes digital advertising, voter contact mail, and an early vote campaign as the race progresses. The field effort will largely take place in Lansing, Detroit, and Grand Rapids and will target persuadable voters and pro-life voters that do not consistently participate in midterm elections, the organization said in a press release. We're energized and ready for the next critical chapter in the fight for life. The murder of Charlie Kirk, a true champion for the unborn, has only strengthened our resolve, SBA Field Director Emily Green said in a statement. Now more than ever, we're committed to speaking out with courage. By connecting with voters in winning key elections, we can save more unborn children and support moms. The organization touted its successes in six election cycles since 2014. With its program reaching 31 million voters in top battleground states, as well as recent Planned Parenthood closures in Michigan. Read more, dozens of Planned Parenthood clinics closed in 2025. Four Planned Parenthoods in Michigan have closed their doors because we took back the White House and Congress in 2024. And we're just getting started, SBA Pro-Life America President Marjorie Dannenfelser said in a statement. America's premier pro-life field program will complete 1 million voter visits over the next 13 months to build on that momentum and defend and grow our pro-life majority in the U.S. Senate. She continued. We must stop the abortion lobby from clawing back $500 million in annual Medicaid dollars for their own political machine. No American should be forced to bankroll a brutal industry that kills over 1.1 million unborn children each year, harms women with substandard care and funnels millions into partisan politics. Especially when better, more accessible health care alternatives outnumber Planned Parenthood 15-1. The Michigan Senate seat is up for grabs since Senator Gary Peters, DME, announced in January that he will not be seeking re-election. As Breitbart News previously reported, Peters' announcement sent shockwaves throughout Washington, D.C. and Michigan, as the outgoing senator served as the Democrat Senatorial Campaign Committee, DSCC. Chairman was responsible for Democrats losing their Senate majority in 2024. U.S. Representative Haley Stevens, DME, State Senator Mallory McMorrow, D, former gubernatorial candidate Abdul El Sayed, and research specialist Rachel Howard are vying for the Democrat nomination. Former U.S. Representative Mike Rogers, RME, is currently the only Republican seeking the GOP's nomination for the seat. Now Senator Elissa Slotkin, DME, narrowly beat Rogers by 0.3 of a point in the 2024 Michigan Senate race. We know that whoever emerges from the contested Democratic primary for Senate is going to be an abortion extremist, Dannenfelser said. Take Congresswoman Haley Stevens, who has voted against medical care for babies born alive after failed abortions, and has voted in favor of nationally mandated late-term abortions in all 50 states. We are ready to educate and mobilize on the ground to win next November. National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, Chairman Tim Scott, RSC, told Breitbart News in January that Peters' retirement and President Donald Trump's 2024 victory in the state proves that Republicans can win the open Michigan seat for the first time in 30 years. It just tells me one thing that is completely crystal clear in American politics today, that President Trump is a force to be reckoned with, and if you don't, then you lose. And bottom line, I think, Peters is running scared because President Trump won Michigan, Scott said. SBA Pro-Life America also announced a $4.5 million investment last week into unseating pro-abortion radical Georgia Democrat Senator John Ossoff. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecott_Hamilton.